Wrestling Radio. VGLosers.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Wrestling Radio here at VGLosers.com. And just a reminder that we do have other podcasts available, It Figures with Pixel Dan talking about the world of toys, and the MMA show, which is now called The Weigh-In. We found out another podcast had the same name as the one we were using, so we said, okay, we'll come up with a new name. So it's The Weigh-In, as Scotty Cash and Jay Raz weigh in with their opinions. How's that? You like that one? All right. Today we're talking about SmackDown. I don't think there's any really major news to report that's happened in the last couple days, so we'll just move into SmackDown. Tonight's episode is entitled, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And they announce at the beginning that tonight it's going to be CM Punk versus John Morrison and JTG of Crime Time versus The Big Slow. They show a recap of last week. Vince comes out and announces there will be a special ring enforcer for the main event. It turns out to be Matt Hardy. And they show that Teddy Long makes it a TLC match for Summerfest. Show opens and CM Punk comes out. He says he's the best with ladders because he won Money in the Bank twice in a row. He says the only way to save the people from Jeff Hardy is to take out Jeff Hardy, which is what he started to do last week. And he said that Punk's injuries, Jeff's injuries at the hands of Punk are too severe, and Punk says, gosh, I can't talk, I'm just going to stop, show's over, I just can't talk today, so goodbye everybody, thanks for listening, and I'll keep going. Punk says that Jeff's injuries are too severe for Jeff to compete at Summerfest, so therefore he's going to declare himself the winner, and Teddy Long's music hits. He comes out and he says that Jeff is here tonight, but he's in no condition to compete, but he will be ready in time for their match at Summerfest. Long says Punk has never beaten John Morrison, and that's the man he's going to be facing in a match tonight. So, apparently CM Punk did not watch the promo that was on the screen 2 seconds before he walked out. Otherwise, he would have known he had that match. But regardless, Jeff Hardy, at this point, comes out looking completely homeless. Looks like the dirtbag bass player from some band in a CD bar that you've probably seen a million times. Regardless, he says he's hurt, but he's in your face! And he will endure the pain and make it to Summerfest. And that's the end of the segment. That's the whole... They had Jeff Hardy come out just to do that line. Yes. Good stuff, right? Anyway, they showed a video package of Kane stalking Rajan Singh. Showed him grabbing Singh and basically dragging him off through the crowd. I was really hoping... Oh my gosh. I saw this and I thought... I really hope Khali comes out to cut a promo without him. I want Khali to just come out and pick up the microphone and, start talking with the marbles in his mouth, whatever. Didn't happen, but anyway. They've announced that Kane has brought Rajan Singh back to the arena tonight, and they're somewhere in the building. And apparently we were supposed to care. Anyway, they cut to Teddy Long backstage. He gets a phone call from Vince McMahon. Vince says he wants Jeff Hardy to compete in a 2-on-1 handicap match versus the Hart Dynasty. Teddy Long doesn't like it, but then he's reminded that he's on probation, so he makes the match. Up next, it's Finlay versus Zig Ziglar. Ray is not here tonight, they announced. He's out traveling somewhere, so I expected the moment they said that he would do a run-in, but he did not. Finlay does the ring apron spot where he catches Ziggler in a baseball slide with the skirt on the apron and starts beating him. Ziggler does this awesome boot to the head on the ring post spot, where basically he has Finlay's head up by the ring post and gives it this boot and just squeezes his head with a quick shot in between the foot and the ring post. It was awesome. Mike Knox strolls out to ringside just to watch what's going on. And the ref doesn't really seem to care because, you know, he's not doing anything. Any other time someone runs down to ringside and the referee's like, hey, get out of here. But, you know, hey, it's Mike Knox. He's got the beard of doom, so he's allowed to stay out there, I guess. Ziggler controls most of the match, even though Finlay is stronger. He's technically being out-wrestled by Ziggler. It's a nice little match, fun little match. But basically, Finlay gets more angry, he seems to be able to get more hits in. And the angrier he gets, the more hits he gets in. And he keeps getting angrier and angrier. And so it looks like he's about to get the win on Ziggler. But Mike Knox grabs Finley's shillelagh, and while the ref is distracted, he smacks Finlay in the back of the leg with it. Zig Ziggler? Is that what I said a minute ago? Zig Ziggler? Dolph Ziggler? Zig Ziggler was a, what was he, one of those promotional speakers? One of those optimist guys? Anyway. Dolph Ziggler, he hits his finisher. Did they come up with a name for that yet? Is that the Ziggurat? The Zinger? The Zima? They just call it something different? I don't know. But Mike Knox destroys Finlay after Ziggler gets the pin. Mike Knox grabs the mic and just basically cuts this promo on Finlay. He took off the top part of the ring steps and smashed Finlay's back on the ring steps, and then he cuts this bizarre promo saying that, you know, there are all these bones in the body, but I find it most interesting that if you break a vertebrae, you put someone in a terrible amount of pain. And then he walks away. So I guess he's a doctor now, or a chiropractor, perhaps. Maybe he's a masseuse, but he's learning about the muscles and the bones. Maybe he just broke Finlay's vertebrae? I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what happened here. Anyway, the match between Finlay and Ziggler was, you know, it was fine. Nothing too incredibly special, but not horrible. And considering the matches you get on Raw, it makes it seem like a 4 out of 5 star match, you know, compared to a lot of that stuff. So, that was nice. They showed Kane and Rajin Singh in the basement. Apparently Kane has a video camera. So he shows footage of Singh tied up there. It's basically a hostage tape. He's, you know, has him say his name, says that he's well-treated. Kane basically sticks his face in front of the camera and calls out Kali, basically saying, you know, come get me, I want you, because I'm Kane. So, whatever. They had a video package for R-Truth. No Pretty Ricky. It just showed his What's Up song, basically, and people talking about how much they thought he was awesome and some of his moves and... yay, it was not Pretty Ricky. They had a segment backstage with Melina and Maria. They're talking about what they're going to be doing while they're out for Summerfest weekend. And in comes Layla. Layla says something about how she's going to steal Dolph Ziggler away from Maria. She also says that Michelle McCool has a message for Melina. She's going to be back next week in order to win back her title. And Melina says she has a message for Layla to give Michelle McCool, but she'll give it to Layla in the ring. So apparently Melina is signing matches now. Good for her. John Morrison versus CM Punk. Morrison is able, basically, to get over on Punk again and again until he tosses Punk to the outside, and Punk catches him on the apron. So he's working him over pretty good, goes to throw him outside, goes to climb out, and Punk catches him. Punk then attacks Morrison's head, gets a kick in on the throat, smashes it on the side of the apron there. He basically rolls him back in the ring, and instead of a pin, he starts trying to do submissions. So Morrison works himself back up, gets a side Russian leg sweep for 2. JR keeps going, this is your main event tonight, folks! This is your main event! And this is basically... you know, the top of the 8 o'clock hour. This is the beginning of the end of the first hour, beginning of the second hour. So your main event's in the middle of the show tonight, whether that bothers you or not. It's still something to think about. Morrison just keeps hitting everything, every move he can think of. He still cannot get the pin. He does a standing moonsault. He does a high cross body. He just can't get it. Punk goes for the go to sleep, but Morrison starts kicking to throw him off balance. So Punk tosses him into the turnbuckles. Morrison reverses, Punk reverses, Morrison reverses, Punk gets Morrison up. While Morrison's going up to the top rope, Punk gets him and drops him into the Tree of Woe, beats him on him a little bit, picks him up, and hits him with the Go to Sleep for the 1-2-3. Fine little segment there, and they basically talk about the fact that Morrison's this rising number one contender, whatever, and Punk just beat him, so that gives Punk credibility going into his match with Jeff. So that was, kind of sucks that they had to beat Morrison like that, but technically it makes sense. That's really what they should be doing. Next up was Melina versus Layla. Melina comes out, then Layla comes out. As Layla is making her way to the ring, Kane's video interrupts Layla's entrance. It shows Kane attacking Rajan Singh, says, why are you standing up for Kali? Why is Kali such a freak? And Rajan Singh says, he's not a freak, he's my brother. So, I guess this means absolutely nothing. Because, again, who cares? But still, it's what they did. So, go to commercial, they come back, they go back to the women's match, Melina versus Layla. It was a women's match. Melina won. Moving on. Crime Time comes out. They do a promo about how they're going to win the tag titles at Summerfest. They use every catchphrase and every bit of banter that they are known for and that they commonly use. So, going back and forth, repeating the same word over and over again, talking about, being money and whatever. No Jesse, though. Or Slammaster J, whatever he's being called this week. He was not out at all, which was, that kind of made me sad. That would have been the one nice thing. But Jericho and the Big Slow come out, and Jericho goes over to commentary. Yes! And, Jericho does put over JTG. Says that he is a good guy, good wrestler, strong competitor, but it really doesn't matter because he's in the ring with the Big Show. And, sure enough, they show JTG as being a good wrestler, a good worker, a good, trying to do strategy, but he just can't beat Big Show. Big Show's just too big. Big Show gets the, he goes for the choke slam and then puts him in a submission move. Looked like it was supposed to be kind of like a camel clutch, except he doesn't hook the arms of JTG on his legs. He just kind of pulls back on the head, but the ref kind of looks at JTG for a second, kind of touches his wrist, and he's like, that's it, it's over. And lays out JTG. So it looked like Shad was going to jump in the ring to help out at one point, but Jericho threw him into the ring steps. And then here, as Big Show gets the submission, Jericho attacks attacks Shad on the outside. Showing Jericho get in the ring, and they celebrate. They show off their belts. As they go to leave, Jericho's out first. Big Show's climbing out, and Shad basically hits him with the shoulder, tackle block, drops Big Show to the outside, and begs Big Show to get back in the ring. Just begs him to get in the ring. Big Show does not. He and Jericho talk for a minute, and then they decide that they're going to leave. So I'm guessing they're going to try to do Shad Gaspar versus Big Show next week in order to keep him away from Jericho, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, they cut back to the basement, so we get another segment in the basement. So here's this is your big storyline for the night is Kane and his video camera, just this shot of Rajan Singh hanging from the ceiling, and door opens, Kali walks in, sets him down, starts speaking Kali-ese at him, and Kane comes running over, hits him with the steel pipe, throws him into some fencing, whatever, tosses him down on the ground. Kane stands over Kali and says, "I've never been afraid of you, but now you know you should be afraid of me." And he leaves. What? They did all that just to set up for... What a lame line. And a lame segment. What are you going to do? I showed a recap of all the DX stuff on Raw. So there you go. Good for them. DX is back for, what is this? The 12th round of the DX reunion? They show Jeff Hardy coming out first, kind of, limping, acting a little gingerly. Hart Dynasty comes out, and they get pretty good reaction from the crowd. Of course, they are in Canada, so they're going to get that. I mean, not that they don't deserve it, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, they are heel. They should be getting the heel reaction, and they're not because it's Canada. Basically, the idea is that they can't out-wrestle Hardy. Hardy versus both of these guys in a handicap match is still going to beat them, except he's already injured. And so many of his moves are the high-risk moves. They're the moves that, JR would say, he's sacrificing his own anatomy. And the idea was, you know, he'd hit one of these big moves on Tyson Kidd or D.H. Smith, and his body is already hurting. It's already beat up, so he just can't recover, and he can't capitalize on it. So, even though, Hardy could technically do it, he just can't pull it off here. And Tyson Kidd and D.H. Smith double-team Hardy, and then Kidd gets the pin. Punk comes running down and attacks Hardy and hits him with the elbow, which is exactly as I have described it. This brings out John Morrison, who runs down. Punk powders out of the ring, and Morrison cleans house on the Hart Dynasty. So Punk slides in behind Morrison with a chair, smacks him with the chair. He slides Jeff outside of the ring. He puts the chair back on Jeff's neck and goes for another ring post chair neck death spot. But Matt Hardy comes running down, attacks Punk. He and Morrison clean house, wipe everybody out. Morrison goes over the top rope onto D.H. Smith. Matt chucks out Tyson Kidd. Jeff kind of slides into the ring, but he's down in the corner. He's hurt. He can't stand up. He and Matt kind of have this stare off, and Jeff is just like, looking at him, he's just like, go away. Just go away. He's trying to shoo him away. He's just like, come on, man, I'm hurt. Just go away. And Matt comes over and helps him up and shakes hands and apologizes. So apparently they're all cool now and no problems there. And they show Teddy Long backstage watching on a monitor. And Vince kind of creeps up behind him, which is enough to make anyone scared and have nightmares for a week. But Vince asks him, what's the plan for next week? And Teddy Long says it's going to be the Hart Dynasty and CM Punk versus John Morrison and the Hardy Boys. And Vince looks pleased, but he says, you know what? You're still on probation, and walks away. So, all in all, it was a decent show. I've got to say, not a standout show, but definitely a good show. Thumbs up. Worth checking out. I don't think any of the matches really stood out as being too fantastic. But everything more or less worked the way it was supposed to. I guess Kane and Kali doing all those segments is fine because it actually kept them from having a match. So I guess if you want to look at it that way, it was really good. You got Jericho on commentary, which is awesome. And you got R-Truth doing a video spot that's not Pretty Ricky. So that was awesome. Finlay, Ziggler, that was pretty good. So, everything was a good show. Not fantastic, but definitely if you're debating whether or not you should watch it, go ahead and watch it. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy yourself. Compared to watching Raw, that's definitely a super-duper bonus these days. All right, everyone, just want to remind you, be sure to check out the rest of the podcast. We have at VGLosers.com. Make sure you come by and see everything we've got to offer. Also, don't forget that we do lots of other video reviews and movie reviews. Legion has put up movie reviews of District 9 and Band Slam the last couple days. So make sure you come and check those out because you want to do that. Because he's a nice guy and you really like him. You do. You don't know it, but you do really like him. And one last thing, of course, I want to pimp one more time, is that we do have a phone number available. It is not an 800 number, and I'm sorry about that. There's really not a whole lot I can do about that, because it's actually to our Skype account, but we have voicemail set up for it, so you can call, leave a message. We can record it on the computer, download it. We can play it back in the show, as long as it's not dirty, like some of you people like to call and do, but the number is area code 217-953-4025. Again, area code 217-953-4025. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doesn't matter. Like I said, it's a Skype account, so you can call in on your regular phone and leave us a voicemail there. And as long as they're not dirty, you sinners, I'm going to put it on the phone. And hey, some of you, if you think you can sing better than I can sing when I'm singing on my outro music, then why don't you just call in, Mr. Thing, and just show me what you can do, okay? That's all I'm saying. Show me what you can do. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you later.